Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey. Nerd, open the door, it's me. Come on, I know you're in there. I'm here for those notes you took for me in chemistry. You said you'd have them by today. Come on, open up. I don't have all day, you know. Finally. There you are. Now move out of my way so I can come in. Whatever, nerd. I can barge in here without permission if I want to. Besides, you kept me waiting long enough. And I almost had to... Wait a minute. Is this really your dorm room? Why the hell is it so trashed? You know what I mean. Just look at this place. There's clothes and garbage everywhere. Don't tell me you don't even know how to pick up after yourself. Just because you're in college doesn't mean you get to act like a slob. Here, put these in your laundry basket. Because I said so. Do you need a better reason than that? Or do you want me to tell the whole school that you're a slob? Just shut up and move. Jeez. This is dirty. And this is dirty. Ugh, that's definitely dirty. Hey, chill out. I'm just helping. Besides, apparently, you don't know how to do it yourself. Man, there's even trash everywhere, too. Don't you know what a garbage can is? Okay, fine. I'll stop going through your shit. Will you go get me my note already, then? No, I'm gonna wait here for you. Damn it, just stop talking and grab the note. You're giving me a headache. Yeah, I got it. Stop touching stuff. What do you mean you don't know where you put them? Well, maybe you should check by your desk. At least that's where normal people keep shit. I mean, look at all these drawers and stuff you have. And they're all full of paper and notes. So of course you've got to... Wait a sec. What's this? Hey, you don't have to yank it from me. That's funny. Nothing. Just the name on your notebook. I think I follow them online. They do some pretty good stuff. You must be a fan. You're not. Then why do you have that? Wait a minute. What are you doing? No, don't close your computer. Move out of my way for just a sec. Because I want to see something. Will you get off? I know you're hiding something over here. Why did you close out of that screen? No way. I'm looking. Ha! History. Your last page. Ah, damn it. Open window. What the hell? What is this? Don't tell me that you... There's no way you're... No, I wasn't gonna make fun of you. I... This is a joke, right? Well, no, I never said that I was a fan. I just thought that you were, that's all. Whoa, hang on. Let me get this straight. So you're the one that's been posting all this stuff. And I'm guessing this is like your stage name? Or tag, whatever. I can't believe you... What do you mean, what's wrong with me? I'm fine. I shouldn't have looked. But at the same time, it all makes sense now. Why you're always so late to class. And tired because you don't get any sleep. I hear you complaining about that a lot in school. That you stay up till 3 a.m. or whatever. But so do I. Because typically I stay up in your chat group and waiting for you to post things. Like updates and stuff. I can't believe I'm even admitting any of this to you. I feel so stupid right now. Hey, no. Look, stop apologizing to me, okay? I mean, What you do takes a lot of work. And you're so good at it. To be able to get done with all of this and do college on the side. I've always admired that about you. In fact, I know everything about you because of your Discord group chat. And your, like, 2-page summary about yourself. Do you remember that from last year? Yeah, I've been keeping up on all of it. Believe it or not, I've even drawn you some fan art. And sent it to your P.O. box. I thought it was really cool when I found out we lived in the same place. But the chances of me running into you were pretty much zero. At least that's what I thought. And to think you've been right here next to me this whole time, and I've just been treating you like shit. Don't touch me. It's not like that, okay? I didn't understand you is all. And at the beginning of last year when you wanted to be friends, I thought if I hung out with you I'd get picked on. You know, because you're all nerdy and whatever. So I turned you away. Started picking on you and calling you names. But I think I owe you an apology. And the truth is, I'm actually one of your biggest fans. And I have been for years. I don't expect you to accept my apology, and that's fine. I mean, why the hell would you, after the way I've been treating you? I've even been making you help me and pretty much do my homework for me for this whole semester. On top of everything else you've been doing. Man, I'm such an asshole. Why the hell didn't you tell me just to fuck off? Because what? Come on, spit it out. You didn't mind. That's a lie. Nobody wants to do other people's work for them. And to be treated like trash. I mean, you could have just told me to go do it myself or to get lost. That doesn't make any sense. Tell me the truth. Why did you let me treat you that way? What? You have a crush on me. Tell me I'm not hearing this right now. What do you mean I'm super laid back and chill? That's not true at all. I'm very loud and obnoxious, even in school. And I always say what's on my mind, and I don't give a damn what other people think. I'm the opposite of chill. I mean, do you know how many fights I've gotten into this year alone? And I've already almost been suspended twice. The only reason I wasn't is because my mom's in the Board of Education. So, of course, she had to step in. Even though I didn't really give a shit either way. Hell, I would have welcomed the suspension. I'm only here because my parents want me to graduate college. And get a good career and blah blah blah. If not for them, I would be long gone by now. And to tell you the truth, I really want to do what you do. I mean, I know you make a lot of money doing this too. You've talked about it quite a few times. How long it took you to grow and build your audience and all that stuff, or your fan base. And even I support you. I know you said it was slow going at first, but now you're making pretty decent money. Well, my point is, what the hell are you still doing here? 'Cause you like the college atmosphere, huh? Well, I guess that makes one of us. But look, I should probably go and get out of your hair. I know you've got a lot of stuff to do. And don't worry about the notes. I don't need them anymore. I'll figure it out, okay? Just forget about it. I said I don't need them. What's with you? I get it, you took the notes for me, but after finding out who you are, I can't accept them anymore. Because it just wouldn't be right. Shut up. You're such an idiot. Why do you have to be so nice to me? And after everything I did, I don't deserve this from you. Nothing has changed. That's not true. Everything has. You don't understand. You're the reason why I... No, never mind. Forget it. Fine. Give me that. I'll take your stupid notes. But this is the last time, okay? I am not crying. Just shut up. I'll see you later. Oh, man. What is it now? You're sorry. Damn it. I told you to stop apologizing. What the hell? What was that for? Don't give me that sad face. Don't feel bad for me. Besides, you had a much rougher childhood than I did. Don't ask me how I know that. What is it now? You're just smiling. I finally understand you. You idiot. I've always understood you. And I've always felt connected to you. Even if I am just a fan. But now knowing who you are in person, and realizing that I got to see your face every day, and talk to you, I just wish we could start over and I could take it all back. You helped me through some of the toughest times of my life, and you don't even know. I wish I could... What do you mean you already know? There's no way you could... What was that? Dream King 101. How do you know my online name? Yeah, that was me. We've had quite a few conversations through DMs. Wait. Did you know that was me the whole time? Hang on. Don't lie. You suspected. But how? It's not like I did anything at school to give that away. My art book. Oh, that's right. For that one assignment, I drew my OC as the Dream King. And since I didn't know who you were, there's no way I could have known that you would catch on to that. But wait a minute. That was last semester. So you've known for months? Is that what you're telling me? Why didn't you say something? Because you thought you would lose me. Of course not. It's not like I would have blocked you or anything. I'm still one of your biggest fans. None of that stuff matters anymore. You're not gonna lose me. In fact, I love your stuff even more now that I've met you in person. It really makes a huge difference to me. I just wish you would have told me sooner that you knew who I was. Hey, what's so funny? Yeah, I remember every conversation we ever had. When I was having a really bad day. Oh, that's right. I was talking to you about school. And I was complaining about you, wasn't I? Why are you laughing? It's not funny. Huh. If I recall correctly, you were the one who told me to give you another chance. I should have listened to you then. Maybe things could have turned out better for us. I wouldn't have had to find out who you were this way. But hey, listen. Did you really mean all of that stuff you said? About you liking me too? Well then, can I ask you a favor? Can I take you out? Yes, on a date. I mean, I know you already kissed me and all, and yeah, I'm totally fanboying over here right now and still completely in shock about it. Just ignore my blushing face. but I would really like to take you out properly. Can we maybe start again? I'd like that. Pay my dues. Wait, you want to what? Hey, hang on a sec. I never agreed to...
Uh.